Hello and welcome back to the Youth Trends podcast from VoxBurner. This week we're chatting to Toni Ambler, CMO of Contiki. She'll be joining us next week at YMS New York for a keynote on sustainable travel. So we caught up with her for a preview of what to expect at this year's YMS. Hi there, Toni. It's Richard here from VoxBurner.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Very well, very well. So it'd be great just to kick off with if you introduce yourself and your background and your role over at Contiki.
Sure. So I'm Toni Ambler. I'm CMO at Contiki Travel. So I'm based in London, our global headquarters, and look after all things marketing and technology as it relates to Contiki, which is a fabulous role. My background, I've actually been with Contiki coming up 9 years, but prior to that, I lived in Adland. So I used to work for Publicis Group for a while and was working on sort of account management and strategy and digital marketing back in the day before I made the transition to the travel vertical and haven't since left.
And what was it that attracted you to the travel industry? What was it that sort of sparked your interest?
I don't know if it was particularly the travel industry that was overly interesting at the time. It was mostly the Contiki brand. I'm Australian, you can probably tell from the accent. And it's such a household name in Australia. It's just a fabulous brand. Everyone, it's kind of a rite of passage for a lot of young Australians and Kiwis for that matter. So when the role came up, I sort of jumped at the opportunity to work for Contiki.
Fantastic. As you mentioned, Contiki is sort of the go-to brand, you know, for young travellers. And as Gen Z reach adulthood and begin travelling, you know, without parents and for the first time, whether it's, you know, gap year or university holidays or so on, what do you think is unique about this generation and their attitudes towards travel?
Yeah, I mean, they're so different. They're so different to the millennial traveller, which, you know, I think the age difference is not that vast, but when you actually dig deeper into their lifestyle habits and particularly their way of traveling, there's some vast differences, which are really exciting, but also super challenging from a marketing and from a product delivery perspective to try and get right. I think, obviously, like you said, the travel with their parents before, I think travel, that sort of first time big overseas experience is not as foreign as it was once for some of the generations prior to Gen Z. So that big kind of overseas experience and travel to Europe or travel to the US or travel to Latin America isn't necessarily overly foreign and overwhelming. So they've may have already been to Paris with their parents or done a tour through Italy with, you know, other family members or friends. So I think one of the big emerging trends for Gen Z is this kind of concept of second destinations or places that are a little bit more off the beaten track, little bit more interesting for what will appear on their Instagram handles. Something that's a little different beyond just the snap of the Eiffel Tower or seeing the Colosseum or some of those traditional snaps. And then we're also seeing a huge difference in how they want to travel. So once they've obviously picked where they want to go and what sort of destinations they want to experience, they're very much into having conscious travel experience, which is great, and I think we'll touch on that in a moment, but also having really local hands-on experiences. It's not just about seeing, it's about doing. Not about watching flamenco dancing, it's about learning flamenco dancing. It's not about eating pasta, it's about making pasta and having those really local immersive experiences with the local communities. I think, you know, that's another exciting part about where the tourism industry is headed, is making sure the money is hitting the right people and the right communities. And I think Gen Z are particularly interested in making sure that their footprint is supporting the right supply chain.
Absolutely. That leads like really nicely into our next question, really, around the rise of environmental activism. It's been a huge story in 2019 and one I know that we're going to be touching upon at YMS this September. It's an issue that we all know Gen Z are very passionate about. What impact do you see this having on the travel industry?
Yeah, I think it's having a huge impact and only for the better, which is super exciting. I think 78% was a stat that I read recently, 78% of Gen Z are more loyal to purchase products through purpose-driven brands than traditional brands, and they kind of feel like brands and businesses actually have such a responsibility and should take ownership in sort of shifting some of the environmental issues that are out there at the moment, some of the social issues. And they actually think that brands possibly can have more of a, play more of a role, take more responsibility than government and other movements. So the pressure's on in terms of being able to deliver and to meet their expectations. But yeah, I mean, it's a huge buzzword this year. Thank you, Greta, for all that she's done for the kind of conscious travel scene that's out there. And I think it's going to be a super exciting time over the next couple of years to see how Gen Z really help us as an industry make some colossal changes. And it's about, you know, working with the right people, working with the right suppliers, working with the right supply chains, making sure that local communities are supported and that we're boosting local economies and that our travel experiences are very conscious and obviously very aware of, you know, how we participate with wildlife, with local communities, with, you know, our footprint in terms of just single-use plastic usage in the travel industry is phenomenal. So the things that we as a brand, Contiki, are doing to change that are super exciting. And then with the support of our parent company, the Tread Right Foundation, as a part of the Travel Corporation that has made a big commitment to remove single-use plastics from the supply chain across the road by 2021, which is, you know, a big feat and one that we're kind of excited and backing behind in terms of getting some change out there and happening, because it's not easy.
Sure. And I know you mentioned slightly earlier that there's a trend among young people to really value experiences. You know, they want to get hands-on, like in their local communities and really put back. How have you guys tapped in to that movement over at Contiki? What have you guys been doing to ensure that you can, I guess, you know, feed those needs?
Yeah, I think Contiki alone is kind of a great position. Travel itself is obviously an experience that is well and truly valued above and beyond material positions. So we're already one step ahead in terms of some other businesses out there in terms of travel itself being a brilliant experience, a life-changing experience, an experience that will make young people go home feeling like they're really empowered and their eyes are wide open. I think that's what we as a brand are trying to ensure we deliver with our experiences. It's not just about seeing something that is somewhat superficial. We want everything that young travelers experience, whatever destination it may be in, whether it's Paris or Peru or Patagonia or India or Sri Lanka, that it's very meaningful and they get something out of it. So there's a big focus around food experiences, but participation, learning to cook, learning different languages, learning about cultures and local communities and participating with them as opposed to just seeing and sort of ticking it off the bucket list. And I think that's coming back to your earlier question about the big distinction between previous generations versus the Gen Z generation of travel, is that it's not just about sort of ticking the bucket list. That whole concept of bucket list very much sits with the millennial traveller. Gen Z, it's sort of more quality over quantity, if you like.
Sure. That sort of, like you mentioned, like the picture of the Eiffel Tower is no longer really good enough. It's like, let's build an Eiffel Tower type situation.
Exactly. And they sort of come on the road and they're like, I want to do a vintage shopping tour of the Marais District. And we're just like, wow. Sure, we can facilitate that. And, sometimes we're so amazed by the knowledge that they have, obviously, the world that they live in. They're so connected. They're so digital. And they have so much kind of knowledge at their disposal. They already know what they want to do. It's about us sort of facilitating some of those experiences and then taking it to the next level.
Absolutely. And I guess on that, influencers, I imagine, like, play a huge part within this. Influencers and bloggers, that they're on traveling and I guess, Instagramming, you know, their experiences. What learnings can you guys share from Contiki, from your experience in working, you know, with these influencers? What have you guys learned from them?
Yeah, we've been on a great long journey with influencers, and we've done a huge amount with them over the years. And I think where we started in terms of our relationship with influencers, we went really, really big, some big names that always had brand alignment and that were always authentic in their space, whatever it may be. And that was very much about building the brand, building up brand awareness, shifting perception and consideration. But I think our strategy has somewhat pivoted in the last sort of 12 to 24 months, not to say that there's anything wrong with using big name influencers, but we've kind of gone a little bit more niche. And obviously there's this big buzzword about micro influencers and micro communities at the moment. And I have to say that has been really powerful for Contiki. It's very much a brand that's built on word of mouth and advocacy, and sort of having these local communities or ambassadors that, you know, some of them actually may only have 1,000 followers on Instagram, but those 1,000 followers are so connected to that particular person. They may be an authority in their university or their school or their football club or just their local community, and sort of the power that they have in terms of their storytelling just is that much more meaningful and credible to their particular audience. That we've actually seen a huge success in terms of action, probably less brand building, but in terms of having more people exposed to the Kentucky product is just, yeah, it's actually phenomenal, some of the results. And then I think the other big thing for us is that we try and approach the influencer relationship from an ambassadorial perspective. And so we work long-term with a handful of ambassadors. It's not just a one-hit wonder, we'll put you on a trip, do a few posts, and we never speak again. It's very much, okay, let's have a 12-month relationship, let's have a 24-month relationship, and let's get you to experience loads of different ways of traveling with Kentucky and start to feel like you're part of our family and you're telling our story with us, not just for us. So that's a big difference, yeah.
So I guess it's coming from like a very real place. They're buying into you like as a brand and, as you said, on your literal journey with you as well. That's really interesting.
Absolutely. And I think Gen Z itself, that particular audience, one of the big focuses for us is how do we make them become collaborators instead of consumers? And so I'll speak a little bit more about that in detail in our session that we have in New York. But it's very much empowering the Generation Z to help us tell the story, but also craft the story and create the story, and that it's not just about what we have to say, but it's about what they have to say and what they want.
Well, Tony, thank you for sharing that. And just a couple of quick questions for you. Your highlight of your career so far, Kentucky or pre-Kentucky, any sort of standout moments for you that you'd like to share?
Oh, there's so many of them. But I have to say, I mean, there's two really quick ones. One, I think, is I say this, everyone always asks me when I interview them, what do you love most about your job? And this is, you know, a very cheesy answer, and I say it every time, but it always just rings so true. When I actually get to go on the road, which is not as often as it once was, when I do get to see our travelers firsthand experiencing what they do with Kentucky and Destination and the groups that they make and the bonds and the relationship, that kind of magical moment at the end of the trip when they're all saying goodbye and hugging and kissing and crying, and they're from all over the world. They came onto this trip as, you know, strangers from all different continents, all coming together united by just travel and nothing else. And the bonds that they create as a friendship group over these shared experiences is just phenomenal. Wow. The tears and the, you know, commitment to having a long, you know, lifelong friendship group is pretty phenomenal, and that kind of is a pinch yourself moment. You know, I'm not selling toothpaste, I'm actually selling experiences that change people's lives forever. And then an actual, like, in a practical sense, I had the opportunity a few years ago to go to the Galapagos Islands, which we run a lot of trips to the Galapagos Islands, and we were launching a bunch of conscious travel experiences. One of them with our Tread Right partner, we were diving with sharks and kind of learning about all the animals and the native habitat of Galapagos, and it was just a phenomenal experience. That one of those moments where I was just diving with sharks and thinking, really? Am I getting paid to do this? This is just way too good to be true.
Sounds awesome. You probably get asked this maybe an awful lot, or maybe never. What's been your favourite holiday?
Oh, what's been my favourite holiday?
Well, you touched upon one, you know, just early, but any other like spring to mind?
Yeah, I have to say that any time that I have with my kids at the moment, it's a bit of a traditional response, but as long as I'm with traveling with them, which, you know, doesn't happen as often as I would like it to, that kind of is what makes the holiday magical. And to be fair, can't wait to take them back to the Galapagos when they're old enough.
Oh, lovely. That sounds really nice. Something that very few people might know about you.
So I say that I'm Australian, but I'm actually a Kiwi. People just assume I'm Australian. My husband's Australian. My children are Australian. I have somewhat of an Australian accent, but I'm actually a Kiwi. And it only really comes out when the rugby's on. And all of a sudden, we're about to head into World Cup fever, and I think my team will start realising pretty quickly that I'm a Kiwi as I start coming in all my All Black paraphernalia.
I see. Awesome. Tony, I know you mentioned that you're going to be speaking this September at YMS in New York. What is it that you're looking forward to about joining us?
I think what I'm most looking forward to is just the networking opportunities outside of the travel industry. I think the travel vertical itself is just so huge, and there are so many industry events and partnerships and relationships that you have within travel. Sometimes it's very easy to get stuck into the travel vertical, and I'm quite excited about this particular event being youth-focused across a variety of different lifestyle and social media brands that I think Contiki, you know, very much plays a part in that space, but sometimes I think we get a little bit too travel-focused. I'm very excited to spend time with some of the other great speakers that you have on the panels over the couple of days.
Great, Tony. Well, look, thank you very much for sharing all of that. Thank you, Tony, for those fascinating insights on how Gen Z are transforming the travel industry. If you'd like to hear more from Tony and over 100 other leading youth brands, please join us next week for YMS 19 in New York. Head to voxburner.com for more information. Have a great week ahead, and looking forward to welcoming you back next week for some more youth trends from Voxburner.